Welcome back to the Roundtable. The fifth annual Made in the Berkshires Festival will take place at Berkshire Theatre Group venues this weekend, October 23rd through the 25th. The festival features cutting-edge theatrical works performed as stage readings, live music, film, short stories, and dance. The co-curators is the word that we say in this country. The co-curators of Made in the Berkshires are Hillary Dealey and Barbara Sims. And Hillary joins us this morning in studio. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you so much for asking us.
I think probably out of the 5 years you've been here, most of those, if not all of those years,
I think
to tell
we've
us.
Come in 3 years. This is
yeah.
Our
so
fourth
from
year,
the beginning, so. I guess. So, yeah. So tell us how this came to be, and then my follow up question. So I might as well
okay,
ask you now,
sure.
just for
so
expediency's sake, right? Is then how it has evolved over the 5 years.
Perfect. Well, 5 years ago, Kate McGuire came to me. I had been an emeritus board member at the Berkshire Theatre Festival for a long time, and I had produced a very popular event called 10 Minutes in the Berkshires at another theater. And she came to me and she said, this is deep secret, but we're going to combine with the Colonial Theater. The Berkshire Theatre Festival and the Colonial are coming together, and I'm going to have 5 stages that I have to do programming on. And I wondered if you would be interested in helping me do some community outreach programming. And I thought about it, and I said, well, yes, Kate, I would love to do that if I could have a terrific partner. And I turned to my friend and fellow actress, Barbara Sims, who can't be with us today, unfortunately. But she had just directed me in at Simon's Rock in Tartuffe, and I was so impressed with everything about her. So she said, sure. So we started brainstorming what could we do that would be something new and unique and bring fresh talent and shine a light on all of the artists that the Berkshires have. And we came up with this tremendous idea of a 7-genre arts festival, which 5 years ago we did over 2 weekends. We learned our lesson then. I think we not only almost killed ourselves, but we almost killed the audience too, because right. a lot of people came and they were like, can't you compress this into 1 weekend? So now we have 1 jam-packed weekend, and it has changed a lot. Just to jump to the second part of the question, This year for our 5th year celebration, we have layered it with so many more. We're wrangling over 150 artists, for starters, in this weekend. We have some free events. We have 4 parties. We have lots of performances. And it's a full-fledged festival in every way you can think of. It's got everything, something for everybody.
So as theater and short stories, poetry, film, dance, performance art, visual art, music, it's the 5th annual Made in the Berkshires Festival at the Colonial Theater, the Garage, and the Unicorn Theater. It runs October 23rd through the 25th, which is this coming weekend.
It's coming weekend.
All right, so let us begin with Friday and what will be happening Friday.
Well, Friday night is our opening night celebration. It'll be at the Colonial Theater. We're starting at 6:30. I have 2 young arts co-curators, Rebecca Weinman and Carrie Wright, who are going to handle the visual art side of this with a very interesting group of artists, some that we know, some that we don't know, they will have visual art hung all over the walls of the Colonial. So that'll be the first step into it. It's called Drawn, a curated collection of works by artists based in the Berkshires. Mm-hmm. Then at 7:30, we move to the main stage of the Colonial, where Kate McGuire will introduce us. And we have this terrific show with a touching on every single one of the genres that you just mentioned, sort of a tidbit of each to show you what's coming for the weekend. We're going to start with Joe Wheaton's digital film that is a overview of our 5 years. It's a bit of a surprise, but I'll say it's a Halloween theme.
Okay.
What, Controlling Joe is, you know, but he's brilliant. And he has done a rave for us every year that's similar to this. But this will be our overview. And then we move to some music with Nico Vohl and Andy Verba and the Darrow School music students. Nico is an extremely talented young guitarist. He's 14 now. He made his debut with us at 13, but he's been playing around the Berkshires since he's been 11. He's a jazz guitarist, and he's combining with Andy and some of the Darrow music students to do a wonderful set of jazz favorites. And then we're going to have a little bit of theater. It's the Xfinity Theater Company is going to do a little show called Today, and it's verbatim theater, which means they take the verbatim scripts from newscasts and in this case the Today Show, and they do exciting theatrical spins on that. Essentially, it's a conceptual performance project. Then we have the Albany Berkshire Ballet will be joining us on opening night. They're going to do two dances from the Rockwell Suite, The Marriage License and Rosie the Riveter, when Rosie is going to be a fun, high-spirited, exuberant romp celebrating the American spirit during World War II. And both of these pieces will illustrate and bring to life two of Norman Rockwell's most famous images. Then we'll have a little poetry. We have some beautiful poems that Elizabeth Young has written, a very poignant collection of poetry. She works as a hospice caregiver and uses that as the backdrop for her writing. She's written a collection of poems called Vulnerabilities, and we are presenting two on opening night that Amber Chand is going to read. Then we're going to kick back with a little music.
I like the kickback part.
So now we're kicking back, with New Folk, Old Folk, No Folk, and fresh from the 2015 Fresh Grass Festival at Mass MoCA, we have Long Journey, a homegrown band from Williamstown. Carl Mullen has put this band together, and they've got guitar and vocals, banjo, harmonium, accordion, mandolin, guitar. And they are playing traditional folk and bluegrass, Appalachian, and murder ballads.
Murder ballads?
Now, ask me what a murder ballad is.
That was my next question. What is a murder ballad?
I have no idea, Joe. You're going to have to come.
All right. That's another little secret
I literally, part. I don't know, but I'm fascinated.
Okay.
Then we go back to the classical moment and our big opening night celebration. We have a young cellist, extremely talented, Ivan Trabka, who is going to play a beautiful sonata by the Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály as a solo piece. And we then jump into the dance. And Ruslan Sprague, who is an extremely talented dancer, teacher, young choreographer, is going to do some of his original choreography with his partner, Georgia Camo. And that leads us to our finale on Friday night, which is the Funk Box Studio, which is really going to get people moving. It's fantastic. These young B-boys from Pittsfield, led by Andres Ramirez, are incredible. Barbara and I went to see them, their work in their studio on North Street in Pittsfield, and all age groups from 5 to, you know, probably 30, just spinning on their heads and rap music. But as Andres points out, and I just like to read this beautiful statement, Andres, who's all of 22 and has started this great studio in Pittsfield, he says, "This dance is far more than just spinning on our heads. It's about art, self-esteem, self-love, self-expression, inspiration, discipline, movement, fun, athletics, respect, peace, and more importantly, it's who you are as a person." So that is very eclectic group of performers that we have on Friday, October 23rd at the Colonial Theater, and it'll be a great kickoff. After that, we all go out into the lobby and we have a fantastic party with all of this farm-to-table food that's been donated by local farmers and sponsors. And, you know, if all of those performers haven't enticed you, we've got, you know, Big Elm Brewery and Elm Street Markets making their famous sandwiches and the Red Lions making a bourbon drink just for Made in the Berkshires. And Windy Hill Farm is going to present everyone with an heirloom apple, which I think is
nice.
Very sweet.
Very nice.
And
an apple a day.
An apple a day. Berkshire Mountain Bakery is going to be making their beautiful bread and serving it with Monterey Chev on it. And this is a great chance for all of the artists from the whole weekend. Everybody's invited who participates during the weekend to come and meet each other and network. One of Barbara and my goals has been all the way along bringing everybody together in the Berkshires who are creative, giving them a chance to learn from each other and get to know each other and collaborate. It's a big collaboration.
So let's we have about 3 or 4 minutes left. So let's go into Saturday and Sunday
okay.
and some of the highlights that will be happening on those two
okay.
days.
Okay. So we go on Saturday. We go to the Unicorn. We have two different performance blocks. The first one is called The Shorts. We have short story and a short play called Little Dickens that Ralph Patillo and 34 drama students from Lenox Memorial High School are going to put on. It's an original piece from their research. And then that afternoon at the Unicorn at 3:30, we're having a beautiful play called Hurricane Hotel. It was written by M.A. Michel, who's in the Simon's Rock Theater Department, about Hurricane Katrina. It's the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and she and her husband were caught in Hurricane Katrina. They lost everything. They were displaced to a seedy hotel somewhere in Louisiana, and this play is a collection of the voices that M.A. heard during all of that time. It's a beautiful tone poem of voices that'll be very moving for the anniversary. And the introduction, I want to just say, is also fascinating. Mark Fischetti, who's a senior editor of Scientific American and author of Drowning New Orleans, which he wrote in 2001, and predicted really what would happen, the levees would fail, if a huge right. weather event hit New Orleans. So he's the only person who foresaw what was going to happen. He's going to introduce, not really introduce the play, but he's going to set the stage by talking about New Orleans before and New Orleans after, which will lead into Hurricane Hotel. Then we go back to the Colonial, where our two young curators have put together a cool freewheeling discussion with some of the artists, a free event called 10 in 45, 10 questions and a few artists in 45 minutes. And that evening we have at 7:30 in the Colonial our dance extravaganza with five different great dance groups, Daryl Pucciarello and Berkshire Dance Theater, and we will have Ruslan Sprague again, Albany Berkshire Ballet, doing more of the Rockwell Suites, because I guess there are five of them, and finishing off with Funkbox Studio. And then, in case you haven't had enough, we have, I have to say, too, the homecoming. It'll be just about your last chance to see this wonderful Pinter play, which is also part of Made in the Berkshires. That's back at the Unicorn. But Sunday, we have a film fest. We start out with A Magician, which is another free event at 12 noon. But then from 1 to 5:30, we have two fantastic documentaries. The first one is called Cherry Cottage, and this is the story of an American house in Stockbridge. Hans Morris and Dave Simons from Williamstown made a wonderful documentary that's been well received at many film festivals. And we also are going to have a live presentation that Hans has put together called Letters from Cherry Cottage. And this will enhance seeing the documentary, as these are all letters from the Hopkins family to the Sedgwick family that Hans found when he did his work, his historical research. Then we have a short film called You Can Call Me Sal after that, and it's there's this gentleman that runs through Berkshire County, every single town. I've actually seen him. His name is Sal. He goes from town to, he never stops running. So we have 10 minutes on that, and finally we have A Small Good Thing, which is the premiere of this, the Pittsfield premiere of this terrific documentary that follows five different farmers and community activists and yoga teacher and I think the final one is a social work student, follows their lives through the Berkshires to try to present people, why do we live in the Berkshires? It's not, you know, to make money. It's to find fulfillment. So that's a fantastic film. Made by Pamela Tanner Ball. And the final thing, and this at this point, Barbara Sims and I will collapse into each other's arms, is a closing party at Hotel on North. Meet the filmmakers, meet all the artists, come have a glass of wine with us, and once again, we're going to network, have fun, and hug each other and say we did it.
we have successfully had another Made in the Berkshires event.
Yes.
Fifth annual Made in the Berkshires Festival. It's at the Colonial Theater, the Garage, and the Unicorn Theater. And just so you know, you can find out more information about all of this by going to madeintheberkshires.org.
Exactly. And I would just like to say there's an all-access VIP pass, which is the bargain of the century, for $75. So you can go to all of these things, four parties and 3 days of performances, by calling the Colonial Box Office at 413-997-4444. Otherwise, all the events are priced individually. They're very reasonable. And the opening night is $35, and the rest of the blocks are either 10 or 15 or free. So you cannot, you have no excuse for staying home next weekend.
And you can find out all information about all that stuff that you just mentioned by going to madeintheberkshires.org.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful time. A lot going on in just 3 days. And before Hillary and Barbara collapse, go see a lot of this great stuff.
Yeah,
it'll be great. Hillary Dealy, thank you so much for being with us. Our best to Barbara, and thank you for doing this wonderful work in the community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more by going to madeintheberkshires.org. The fifth annual Made in the Berkshires Festival is this coming weekend, madeintheberkshires.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.